Dr. Pinsky dictating a male I am Ian, Moises, M-O-I-S-E-S, Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. Moises Reyes is a 59-year-old male. It reports he was injured at work on 6-10-19. Appeared he was boarding a bus when the operator closed the hydraulic door and crushed him. But as a result, he believes he injured both shoulders, neck, and lower back. Appeared he was seen at an urgent care afterwards. Appeared he had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a torn rotator cuff and three herniated discs in his neck. Appeared he did undergo right shoulder rotator cuff repair, but no surgery on the neck. Appeared he completed his physical therapy in July of 2022. Appeared he admits that years ago he slipped and fell at the employee parking lot on ice and was injured. Appeared he states he did not have any treatment for this. Appeared he denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Reyes was seen by WorkNet on 6-11-19. Appeared he stated yesterday afternoon he was boarding a bus and the hydraulic door closed. Appeared it is a sliding door that closes from both sides and meets in the middle. Appeared he was struck by the post towards his lateral shoulders. Appeared the force was strong and he was pinched in the door. Appeared he was complaining of pain in the neck and a burning sensation. Appeared he had pain in the shoulders, which was not very severe. Appeared he also had some discomfort in the lower back. Appeared initially he did not feel much pain, but the pain started to get worse afterwards. Appeared he was examined and found to be neurologically intact. Appeared there was decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Appeared motion of both shoulders was adequate. Appeared he was diagnosed with cervical strain, lumbar strain, and bilateral shoulder contusion. Appeared he was cleared for full duty, but they did not think x-rays were necessary. Appeared he was given a bottle of ibuprofen and advised on icing his injured areas. Period. He returned on 6-14-19 and was continued on similar measures. Period. On 6-21-19 he was referred for therapy. Period. On 6-28-19 he reported a little bit of improvement, but still has some stiffness and discomfort in both shoulders, neck, and lower back. Period. He was again referred for physical therapy and was to return in 2 weeks. Period. He did return on 12-18-19. Reopening his claim. Period. Dr. Moore noted he had been discharged due to noncompliance after he missed 2 appointments in June. Appeared he reports he has continued improvement after he finishes. Scratch that. He reports that on Sunday, 3 days ago, he developed severe pain in the left shoulder and difficulty moving it. Appeared he thinks this was related to the injury 6 months ago. Appeared he denies any precipitating physical trauma that might have caused the acute pain. Period. Clinical exam of the left shoulder found restricted range of motion. Period. There was significant rigidity with range of motion, indicative of a possible frozen shoulder. Period. Dr. Moore diagnosed left shoulder pain that was unclear, causally related to the injury 6 months ago, and present pain and restriction in the shoulder, which may reflect adhesive capsulitis. He prescribed him prednisone, and he was to return in 1 week. Period. It does not appear that he did so. Period. New paragraph, however, on 7-2-21, he was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Cataldo. Period. He reports weakness of the right leg, but this was pre-existing. Period. He also had low back issues with reticular symptoms. Period. Dr. Cataldo. Diagnosed cervicalgia and lumbago. Pretty recommended x-rays of those areas as well as physical therapy. Pretty clear to petitioner to work in a full duty capacity and was prescribed naproxen. Ben Mr. Reyes admitted to a prior work injury 10 to 12 years ago. Pretty had a slip and fall on black ice and injured his lower back and buttocks. Pretty denies receiving treatment or having imaging done at that time, but continues to have chronic pain. Had a couple of years before the 2019 injury, he noticed his right leg was dragging when he walks. Period. He followed up with Dr. Cataldo over the next few months, running through 10/26/21. Period. He had finished physical therapy. Dr. Cataldo opined there were no spinal surgical treatment recommendations for his cervical or lumbar spine, but he should participate in a home exercise program and was capable of working full duty. The petitioner was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement as of that day. He did, in fact, note the results of MRI studies done on 8/6/21 and 9/3/21. That, if not already, should be inserted. In paragraph, Mr. Reyes was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 7/21/21 for a need for treatment evaluation relative to his shoulders. He noted the course of treatment to date and diagnosed right and left shoulder pain. He thought the exam was consistent with a high-grade partial versus full-thickness rotator cuff tear. Come a symptomatic acromioclavicular joint and biceps tendon synovitis versus a slap lesion in the right shoulder. Relative to the left shoulder, exam was consistent with a partial thickness or small full thickness rotator cuff tear and biceps tendon synovitis. He opined the mechanism of injury in this case is concordant with these diagnoses. He asserted that he had symptoms in the shoulders from the date of the index injury. However, initial records seem to focus more on the cervical spine. Nevertheless, the petitioner told Dr. Dwyer his clinical symptoms are unchanged from the date of injury, but were increasing in frequency and severity. Dr. Dwyer recommended an MR arthrogram of the right shoulder. This was done on 9/3. Scratch that. On 9/27/21 to be inserted. On 11/19/21, Dr. Dwyer performed surgery to be inserted here. Mr. Reyes followed up postoperatively through 7/11/22. Clinically, he had excellent active and passive range of motion. For reasons which are known, he has weakness with flexion and external rotation, which must be disuse atrophy given the fact he had no rotator cuff repair surgery. His Bankart is clearly intact with no evidence of residual instability and all biceps provocative tests are negative. From the perspective of his right shoulder, he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement and could work on restricted duty. Physical exam. General appearance, he complains of foot numbness and knows he has diabetic neuropathy that causes this. impaired, he also believes he has arthritis and bursitis in his hips. Impaired, he also complains that his fingers have been numb since the shoulder surgery. Impaired, inspection of upper extremities. Inspection revealed healed portal scars above the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Impaired, there was actually borderline atrophy of the right arm. Impaired, active right shoulder abduction was 170 degrees, comma, flexion 165 degrees, comma, internal and external rotation to 70 degrees with full adduction and extension. Impaired combined active extension with internal rotation was to L2. Impaired motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Impaired manual muscle testing was 5-. For resisted right shoulder, external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. There was mild tenderness palpation anterior and laterally about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Extremities lower. Pinprick sensation was diminished in an arm localizing pattern. Okay, the rest of that is normal. Cervical. He was tender at the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Thoracic normal and lumbosacral normal. Impressions. On 6/10/19, Moises Reyes was crushed by the hydraulic door of a bus that he was entering. Paired, at first, he did not have much discomfort, but this came on later. Paired, the next day, he was seen by WorkNet and initiated on conservative care. Paired, however, he remained symptomatic. Paired, he then was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Cataldo. Period. He had the petitioner undergo x-rays and MRIs of the cervical and lumbar spine. Period. No surgery was done on the lumbar, was done on the spine. Period. He also was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer, who had him undergo an MR arthrogram on 9/27/21, followed by surgery, both to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Dwyer through 7/11/22. Period. He paragraphed the current exam, found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. There was some associated atrophy of the right upper arm. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5/5. Period. Provocative shoulder maneuvers were negative bilaterally. Period. Non-localizing pinprick sensation loss in the lower extremities. Period. However, he volunteered that he does have diabetic neuropathy with associated foot numbness. Period. He also has the odd assertion that he has been experiencing numbness in his fingers since the shoulder surgery. Period. There was full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder, comma, neck, comma, or back. Period. And that is the end.